Welcome to the Stronger, Fitter, Happier podcast. We are back with the second episode of 2019, and today we have for you another episode of the format we like to call Coach's Chat. I think I called it Coach's Choice last week. Sorry about that. Anyway, today it's me and Nick again, so we're back talking about another topic. So this week's topic is actually about the little voice in your head. The little voice, the little demon that you might have a battle with that tells you to do things you don't actually want to do. So I'm not talking about like having another person in your head. I'm talking literally about that voice of complacency. So you, I don't know, the example we give in the podcast today is about eating cake and like, you know, like when someone brings in goodies into the office and you're like, oh, I want to eat that, I want to eat that. When you know that, you know, you're trying to get into shape, you're trying to lose weight, or you're following a certain type of nutrition regime and you don't need to be eating that cake. How do you overcome that voice? So that's what we talk about today. So we give you a few practical tips, go through like some examples of what we've done in the past and something that I literally did this morning to help me overcome a situation where I would have left the gym early, but I didn't, and I got through it. And we both talk about like little things like that. So make sure you have a listen to this episode. Let us know what you think. And please, if you enjoy it, share it with a friend and also leave us a review. It really helps us out. And like what you have to say, and knowing that you've enjoyed the episode, or even if you haven't enjoyed the episode, really helps us out in terms of improving the podcast and just making sure we know that we're on the right path of doing the right thing with this podcast. So, without any further ado, enjoy the episode. Alright guys, welcome to another episode of Coach's Chat. This is 2019, episode 2. So we're on a roll. 2 weeks in a row. Better than last year, I think. Yeah, so it's me and Nick today. So if you don't know who we are, I'm Vin.
And I'm Nick. Good. Well, it's morning at the moment, but hey, everyone.
Yeah, it's really early. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I say really early. It's 10:20 to 8.
Yeah,
it's not that early. Yeah. It was early, but it's not anymore. Anyway, let's get started with today's topic, today's episode. Well, today was supposed to be about something else, so a little, I don't know, bonus for you is that's going to be next week's episode. So next week's episode is going to be about how to help your partner get into shape. It's a little bit of a misleading title, so you're going to have to wait till next week to find out what we're actually talking about. But today we are changing the topic on the spur of the moment, simply because I had a bit of a epiphany at the gym. So don't worry, I don't think I'm... don't worry. Don't think I've gone like, oh, Jesus on you. I haven't. When I say epiphany, I use that word lightly.
Like my baby.
Yeah, basically. Simply just, as I was leaving the gym, as I told Nick, I'll be home in 10 minutes to start the podcast. I was like, at the end of my workout, there's a 30-minute cap limit on the type of workout I was doing today. So it's like a circuit routine kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a 30-minute cap limit, and I got to 29:30.
And you finished what you had to do?
Yeah, so basically I had 30 seconds left of the podcast, workout.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I had to start another round. So I thought, do I just wait for the 30 seconds to finish, or do I start my next exercise? And the next exercise for anyone who trains was walking lunges. And it was 40 meters of walking lunges. So my legs kept dying after that round.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, should I do it? Should I wait? And anyway, long story short, I went for it. I didn't wait. And yeah, got it done. And obviously went over slightly on the workout.
Did you make it through the whole 40 meters?
Yeah. I did the whole 40 meters.
Without collapsing.
Yeah, without collapsing. But as in what I thought about, we could talk about, was the whole idea of kind of complacency and giving into that little inner voice. I find something that a lot of people struggle with, even myself, I know I didn't in this instance, but is listening to that little voice, that little demon in your head that tells you, go
just
on.
Leave it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just leave it, move away, or just eat it. you know, that thing, yeah. that little voice that kind of talks to you at the moments when you're supposed to do something and it's kind of like trying to get you away from doing that thing.
Yeah. I had that little voice last night, but I resisted it.
What was the voice? What happened?
At a McDonald's drive-thru. So, my dad hadn't had any dinner. It's quite late at night. And I'd gone to pick him up and he said, do we have anything at home? And I said, no. And he goes, all right, let's just get a McDonald's. And I got up to the drive-thru window. He told me his order. And I even asked him what the wrap of the day was. Luckily, it wasn't the flavor that I liked. And I was only going to get it if it was a wrap of the day. But yeah, I managed to resist it. And I just said no in the end. So,
okay.
Yeah, I had that little voice just saying, go on, it's fine. You've had your workout today. Just have it. But no.
To be fair, those little wraps are probably the best thing on the menu. I don't mean in terms of taste. Obviously, that's not true. But in terms of calories and...
Yeah.
Like kind of the healthiest thing on the menu of McDonald's.
Yeah.
Apart from the fruit bags that you get in the kids' meals. But yeah.
I almost gave into that little voice. I was like milliseconds away from doing it. But yeah.
Yeah. So that's the whole point of this episode. So I just wanted to kind of wrap about basically how you can avoid listening to that inner voice. So why don't you start with what helped you overcome that little voice last night?
For those of you that don't know, Body and Beyond, we're doing like a six week challenge at the moment, where we have a daily accountability check-in. And I know that I'm working towards a goal at the moment, and having that in mind at the back of my mind, thinking, well, I'm trying to achieve something at the moment. Do I just want to give in like 3 days in already, or let's keep going for a bit? So just that thought there, thinking back to the goal that I'm trying to achieve over the next 6 weeks, really. And that's what stopped me from doing it. My whole day was like almost perfect as well, so I didn't want to just ruin it in the spur of the moment sort of impulse decision. So that really helped me.
Okay, so that sort of thing is great when you have like a goal you're working towards or a strong why. So it's easy to kind of overcome obstacles and not listen to a little voice when you have a short-term challenge going or something that you're working and striving towards.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot harder when you're doing it, when it's a daily habit that you're trying to achieve.
Of course.
So I find things like, I don't know, let's say you're someone who's trying to wake up at 5 a.m. every day so you can get a head start on your day, but you don't necessarily need to. Because you're not working towards like an absolute goal, or like getting to the gym is something that you're doing for maintenance and of health rather than of like some holiday that you're working.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So I find it's a lot harder to do then. That's what I found last year, because I'm like waking up basically at 5 a.m. every day when I didn't, like, if people don't know, obviously my working schedule, but it's a bit more flexible. I work from home a lot. And I don't necessarily have like set gym hours, because I do all the one-to-one training in Body and Beyond, so it's like around other people's schedules.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always consistent, whereas everyone else in the team has a bit more of a consistent routine. So I have to set those boundaries myself in terms of waking up. And last year I really struggled with having set hours of wake up. It was basically based around what time my daughter woke up and we'd wake up then.
Uh-huh.
This year, I've set a goal of kind of waking up at 5 a.m. or earlier if my daughter wakes up earlier, which is annoying. But anyway, waking up at 5 a.m. every single day, 7 days a week, regardless, just get up and go, regardless of whether I have to go gym, whether I have to go work, whatever the goal is, it doesn't matter.
Have you had the little voice in the head then telling you not to wake up since you every started single day. That? Really?
Yeah, every single day. And this week so far, I haven't actually had to go to work for 6 a.m. So sometimes
that's a good scenario then, because you haven't had to go for work. So technically, you're talking about the sort of situation where you were in last year where you don't have necessarily something that you specifically need to get up for at 5 a.m. at the moment, right? But you're just doing it. Is that right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's only been 3 days, so I can't really act like I've been doing it for ages, but yeah.
So how are you overcoming this little voice in the head then?
Basically, I have a really big thing about complacency. So I know that when I allow complacency to enter my life in any area, I feel it leaks into other areas of my life. So take, for example, workouts. Like, the whole thing this morning is I basically said to myself, I'm going to repeat exactly what I said to myself, and we'll have to put the explicit sign on now, but I said, stop being a fucking pussy and get on with it. That's literally what I said in my head. And I grabbed the dumbbells and did the lunges.
Yeah.
But that whole thing of like kind of allowing complacency to enter, because I knew if I'd gone home, that's basically me saying it's okay to be a little bit weak. It's okay to be, to allow that little room for error. Yeah. Then I probably would have gone in the biscuit jar before we started this podcast.
The podcast might have been pushed back to later. And I get it.
Yeah. And then like, you know, little things. And then I'm coming on here and like, maybe this podcast would have been a bit shitter because we wouldn't be talking about how to overcome complacency because I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not going to talk about something that I was failing at. We would have been talking about what happened this morning in terms of me failing, or I don't know. I probably would be too embarrassed to say it, so I wouldn't have spoke about it. So it's that kind of mindset of not allowing complacency to enter. And I genuinely feel it affects everything. So like, if I don't wake up at 5 a.m. and I say to myself, it's okay to do this, where's the line? Where does the line become okay? Like, so it's a bit like saying, I'm going to look at another woman and not talk to her. Then it goes to, I'm going to talk to another woman, but I'm not going to go home and sleep with her. Then it goes, you know, I'm going to start flirting with another woman. And then, not that I would ever go that to that extreme, but I'm just saying, like, as in, there's levels of complacency. And then if you leave room for like a little bit of kind of giveaway, leeway, you take, if you, what's the saying with the inch and the, if you,
I know which one you mean.
You give an inch, you take a mile, or I don't know, whatever it is. But, yeah, that's what I'm basically trying to get at. I feel like that's the type of person I am.
Yeah.
If I give myself a little bit of room in any area of my life, it spreads in not just into one area, but into other areas. And I just find complacency leaking out. And it just makes me a worse, not human being, but just not as the best I could be. And obviously the whole point is to improve and be better and, you know, just be the best version of yourself.
Okay, so just going back to for people that don't have a goal and something for this occurring daily, would you say a good piece of advice is to look at other areas of your life as well? So say it's Wednesday today. Someone's going to go into the office. One of their colleagues has brought in a sweet treat that they baked last night. And this person knows that they really shouldn't be having a slice or a piece of that cake because they want to be sticking to their nutritional goals and they're trying to lose weight. But the little voice has just sprung up in the head saying, go on, have a little slice. You know you want it. Would you say that at that moment in time, that person should kind of look at other areas in their life and think about if what effects having that cake will have on other areas, basically?
So I want to be very careful with the advice I'm about to give. So this advice is for people who are actively trying to get into shape or getting into, like, basically they're someone who eats too much cake and they're trying to cut down.
Yeah.
This is not that there's something wrong with eating cake.
Yeah, exactly.
So, because it's like waking up and having a lion. If your body needs it, there's nothing wrong with skipping your alarm and just having a bit of extra rest.
Exactly.
It's the same thing with if you fancy a bit of cake and, you know, it's going to make you happy and you're not someone who's like has a bit of cake and then goes into like a sugar frenzy.
Yeah.
Then it's fine to eat it. But what I'm saying, like, that complacency is basically
where it's found. Is it like a recurring issue? And it's a recurring issue with someone.
Yeah. Possibly. When eating that cake will cause you major unhappiness. And I'm talking about, like, it will ruin your day in terms of food and nutrition, or you'll keep thinking about it, or you'll feel guilty afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That in that situation, I'm talking about, don't listen to the demon in your
exactly.
head.
Exactly.
Not in the situation where you're like, I fancy a bit of cake today.
Exactly.
And I'm just going to be back on it again. Eat the cake if that's the situation. There's nothing wrong with it, especially if you don't have a goal of like trying to lose weight or trying to get into shape or whatever. And even if you do have a goal of trying to lose weight, you can still eat cake and lose weight.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. Anyway, back to what the whole point was. What was your question again?
What would be the piece of advice, basically, if someone is experiencing that voice in their head today? Mentioned that you kind of like to look at other areas of your life and see where that complacency leaks out onto.
So it's not even that I look at other areas. So at the moment, I don't, in that moment, I don't actually look at other areas or think about other areas. Like if I do this, I'm going to do this there.
It's not going to happen. Yeah, so you don't really think about a domino effect when you're doing
that. No. Okay, fine. What I try and do is literally counteract that voice by talking it against it.
Yeah. Which is where the whole shut the F up you came from.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the actual practical advice is you can talk yourself into doing anything you want, literally. Like when you say, you know, like that cake thing, when you start to become complacent is when you listen to the voice. So when you give it fuel, so you'll have the voice in your head all the time at various different things in your life.
Yeah.
So the whole, you know, like let's say the cake thing, you have that voice and you're like, oh, and then what you do is you throw fire on it rather than throw water on it.
Yeah.
It's basically you're going, oh yeah, like you start fantasizing about the cake. You're like, oh yeah, like I do want that cake. Oh, it tastes like this. Or you start invoking memories and you keep thinking about the cake and you start to kind of build up reasons for why you should be eating that cake. Or like you might go, oh, you know, later I won't eat this and I'll eat the cake. Or it's just one cake. Or, you know, it's just a little, I'll just have a little bit. I won't have any more, just a little taste. And you keep going and going and going until you've built up enough of a flame, I say, enough of fuel to go and eat the cake. Yeah. Whereas what you should be doing is throwing water on that little voice by going, you know, you don't need it. You're trying to achieve this or think about this or think about how well you've done today. Why don't you go get this instead? Why don't you have a drink instead? Whatever it is, whatever you can do to counteract that voice, start thinking of reasons why you should do the opposite of what the little demon voice is trying to tell you to do. Yeah. And I find that works really well.
Sometimes you can have a little battle with the voice as well, going back and forth. Like you're saying no to yourself and the voice just keeps coming up saying, go on. And you're like, no, go on. So yeah.
Yeah. But I still feel like remember, this is not another person in your head. This is literally you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're thinking of these things in terms of like, even when you're having a back and forth battle, you're still fueling both sides of the argument. You're in charge.
Yeah.
That's what I want you to remember. There's not two people in you. It's one person that is literally having both conversations. If you get what I mean, you're not a mental person in terms of, and that's not to be disrespectful of anything like that. But I just mean in terms of like, you're not having two voices in your head. You're having one voice. You're the voice. You're just fighting both sides of the argument, if you get what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And what you need to do is literally fight one side of the argument. And I find that works really well. And it's not going to work all the time. But if for 90% of the things in your life where the voice comes up, you're able to kind of talk against it, you'll win in whatever you're trying to achieve. And think about it this way. Like, there's a lot of things you don't entertain. So you get a lot of voices in your head with many, many, many different things.
Yeah.
And you're let's just like say, for example. No. Exactly. So yeah. I don't know, your boss is a bit of a dick to you at work. You might have an urge to punch him in the face. Straight away, that voice is never, like, you don't entertain the idea of punching someone in the face. Some people might. Yeah. Some people might come very close. Some people might imagine it. But they still don't do it because the voice of not doing it or the repercussions of assaulting someone is far greater than just not assaulting someone.
Yeah.
So you literally just don't do it. And that's the same level, the same attitude you've got to have with anything else you're trying to achieve.
Yeah,
so really, when the alarm goes on at 5 o'clock, you need to basically think of it as like there's repercussions of these actions. And I know there's not a big, huge repercussion of not getting up for the gym. Like, it's, you just missed a workout, you might feel a bit bad, but you need to
kind of train yourself. Especially if you're trying to achieve something, kind of making yourself feel as if possibly there will be, not to say that there is, of course, but kind of training your mindset in that sort of way.
Yeah. And what I want you to remember is as well, let's go into the science of making decisions. So when you make a certain decision a number of times, people will say, like, how do you become so disciplined and wait? There's some people that you know, like, look at someone like Eric Thomas, who, by the way, that's what we're going to be talking about next week. Something from his podcast anyway. I actually had a phone call with him, just a little plug. Yeah. It was really cool. I'm his number one fan at the moment. Anyway, back to Eric Thomas. So he's someone who wakes up. I think it was his thing is like wake up at 3 a.m. and he prays and all this stuff. Anyway, like, you might look at him and go, how did he become so disciplined to wake up at 3 a.m. every single day?
Mm-hmm.
And the way he did it is by building routine. So when he first did it, it was probably a lot harder.
Yeah.
When he carried on doing it for 5 years, it becomes a lot easier. And the reason for that is not just because he got into a good routine of it. It's literally scientific things and adaptations that happen within you, within your cells. It's like habit
forming, isn't it?
Yeah. So basically what happens is when you create habits or you create actions, what you do is you build kind of motor connections and things like that.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna explain this in a very brief way. So anyone who's listened to this in who's like from the science-based community, I'm sorry that I'm not going into the details, but you get something called myelin sheath that surrounds kind of like neuron connections. And what that is basically almost like a little bit of a shield in terms of making a connection from your brain to an action, like, very strong. So the more you build up, the more you do something, the more you kind of build a habit of it, the greater and the more myelin sheath you build. So what's happening is that habit becomes stronger and stronger and stronger the more you do it. So it becomes easier and easier and easier to do. So at the start, what you just have to do is have some determination, some grit, some strength about you.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a lot easier to actually take that action because it's just innate a bit more and you don't have to make that mental battle every single time.
Exactly. The first few times are just going to have to be a ride out. You just have to ride through it.
Yeah.
And then it does.
I used to get this same, sorry, Ed, sorry to cut you off. Go on.
No, no. And then it just becomes a whole lot easier. I used to get this a lot as well. Sorry. With training, maybe a year or two ago, and now it's just like so ingrained in me to go to the gym or to work out or to get some sort of training in 4 times a week that it's almost second nature. I don't even think about going; it's just part of my weekly routine.
Yeah, like that's exactly the example I was going to give. If you don't know much about me and Nick, we're both fat boys. So I mean, ex-fat boys, we used to both be really overweight when we were in school and in sixth form and in university. And we are not, I know we're personal trainers, but we're not naturally like people who are like that type of, if you looked at us in sixth form and university and college.
We weren't the type of kids that were athletic or really playing a load of sports when we were younger or anything like that. So
no one would have bet on us to become personal trainers and work in the fitness industry, basically. And we kind of forced us when we started working out. It was probably I speak for myself here, but I'm sure it was the same for Nick. Is that it was like almost forcing you to go because you wanted to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't actually enjoy it or wanted to go at the start anyway.
No.
It
was, just like something boring, something very foreign. Just the standard things that you associate with someone that's new going to the gym. It's very foreign. It's very intimidating. You kind of almost hate it. But you just sort of ride out the first few weeks and keep consistent, keep battling those voices in your head telling you not to go. And then it almost suddenly just becomes routine as it is now, 4 times a week without even thinking about it.
Yeah, it was major, like, I used to really, really force myself when I used to do it. And people, and then I'm the same person that people ask, how did you not miss a workout for 4 years? Because that used to be my thing. And then I had a bit of an illness and I ended up in hospital and I didn't train for like 2 weeks because I had operation and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that kind of flopped. But that was my thing. I'd able to say I didn't miss a workout for 4 years. I trained consistently week in, week out for 4 years. And obviously some days, some weeks were less, some weeks were more, but I never missed a week without working out.
Yeah.
Is what I meant by that. But yeah, like how did you become from one person to the other? It's just routine, building habit, just going strong and like fighting that voice at the start, and then it becomes easier that you don't get the same battle with the voice. So I think we kind of talked this topic to death by now. Yeah. Shall we try and recap from everything we said?
Yeah, let's do a roundup of it. Let's do a roundup. All right. Okay, so today's topic was all about that inner voice in your head and sort of how to battle it. So Vin, you gave a really good example of how you were going to skip out on doing lunges today, you cheeky boy. And go on. So how did you, just to wrap up, how did you overcome it? You kind of talked yourself out of it, right?
Yeah. So basically just, but the tips I'd give is when you have those little demons in your head, battle against the voice by counteracting with opposite thoughts. So just kind of work against the little demon in your head and talk yourself into doing the actual behavior you want. Nick gave a really good example of like having things to motivate you as well, like a strong why, having that in your head about why you're doing something. Also like having accountability to other people, or like with a short-term goal or whatever you're trying to achieve at the time, and going back to that. And but yeah, for long term, I think it's just a building a habit, and just also remembering that one area of complacency like will spill into other areas. Mm-hmm. It will definitely eventually spill. So like kind of not allowing yourself to be that person where you just like, if you 100% honestly believe that you can be like an amazing person, an amazing, I don't know, a parent, amazing person at work, but then have one area of your life that is absolutely crap. Like it's just, you're not, I don't personally believe that you can operate at 100% in like kind of being the best dad when you're having another area of your life where you're really complacent. Yeah. Like take, for example, like a relationship. You can't have the worst relationship ever with your partner, but then be the most amazing dad. And I don't mean that as in you can't have a relationship. Like you can be single and be an amazing dad. I don't mean it like that. I mean, like you can't be someone who's like cheating on your wife and being a really crap partner to your wife and neglecting her or whatever.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, be an amazing dad. You can be a good dad, but you're just not going to be 100% great dad. I just don't see how that's going to work because you're not setting a good example already.
Yeah.
If you get what I mean.
100%.
And it's the same, that's basically the example I'm giving. It spills into other areas of your life. Maybe you disagree. Let us know anyway. We'd love to know what you think.
Definitely.
All right, is there anything you wanted to add? Otherwise, we can wrap this episode up.
No, I think that's wrapped up. It was a good little chat, actually. Didn't really think about the complacency thing, so that's really, really good to get an insight
into. So hopefully today's episode helps you kind of overcome some demons and some battles and voices that you have in your head with like complacency and around that thing. Next week, like we have revealed, now we have to stick to it, is we're talking about basically helping your partner get into shape.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, I guess it's going to be a very touchy subject. Yeah. So a lot of people actually ask us the question of how do I get my partner into shape, or how do I help my partner lose weight and help them take action. If you've had that question before, then make sure you listen to next week's episode. I'm not giving away anything. You have to tune in, and it'll be uploaded hopefully during the week of next week. I'm not sure what date, Thursday, probably around that. But yeah, other than that, leave us a review. Let us know your thoughts. If you have any questions or anything you'd like us to discuss on this podcast, email us at podcast@bodybeyond.co.uk. And that's all I have to say.
Perfect. See you later, guys. That's all I have.
All right. All right. We'll catch you on the next episode of Coach's Chat. And we'll be bringing you other things as well in this podcast. So please rate, review the podcast. See you. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.